Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000.
I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond, James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead, make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
Today on Movie Magic, I'm going to tell you if you should or should not get Disney Plus, and what devices can carry the app. Well, let's start with the devices first. When Disney Plus came along, I wanted to download the free app and watch it through my PS3, but unfortunately, PS3 does not support Disney Plus because Sony ended PS3 support in March earlier this year, but PS4 does. So here are my options to watch Disney Plus. Log on to my MacBook Pro and hook that up to my home entertainment system through a HDMI cable, but that would mean plugging and unplugging every time I want to watch something, or I could buy a new device that can support Disney Plus. Get a PS4. But I'm not into playing video games. I don't want to buy another similar device. You know, I hate it when this world we live in makes things so obsolete very quickly. There's so much of wastage. Now, the app also works on Microsoft Xbox One. But like I said, I'm not a gamer, so it defeats the purpose of, you know, me getting one of those as well. I could get a Roku stick for around $90. It's small and it's handy and I can carry it wherever I go. Another thing I could get is a Fire TV Stick 4K or any Fire TV device. So both the Roku and Fire Stick are value for money because they're around the same price. And for a device that can fit into your jeans coin pocket, I think it's worth it. Now you might be saying, aren't Amazon Prime and Disney competitors? Well, yes, they are. And despite the reported friction between Disney and Amazon prior to the release of Disney Plus, the two companies have appeared to reach an agreement, as Disney Plus is compatible with Amazon Fire TV devices. Then there's Google Chromecast. But before getting anything, I like to read some of the reviews online. And, well, it didn't receive positive reviews. I could get a smart TV and place it in my bedroom, but that would mean not having a good night's sleep. Apple TV is another device that I could get. It's a small black box and it's quite powerful. And is it worth paying that price as compared to just getting a convenient Roku or Fire Stick?
Choices I have a few. Choose I must wisely.
Well, I'll let you know which device I got in just a bit. And I'm very careful on what I spend my money on. Right now, I'd like to play you this jazz piece titled The Cat, and it's performed by Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. Now, did you know that he plays a piano and he's a great jazz pianist? There's a good reason why I'm playing you Jeff Goldblum, and I'll tell you about that in just a while as well.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, the guy on the piano is Jeff Goldblum, and he performs with his band, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra. You heard it here on Money FM 89.3. I'm Colin Gomez, and the reason why I played that, performed by Jeff Goldblum, is because he has a docuseries on Disney Plus. It's titled The World According to Jeff Goldblum. More on that in just a bit. But now, in order for me to watch anything on Disney Plus, well, I need to get a device to support the app. I spoke about my PS3 that does not support it at all, and using my MacBook was, you know, a little inconvenient. So it came down to three devices: a Roku stick, an Amazon Fire Stick, or an Apple TV. I settled on, drumroll please, the Apple TV 4K. Not that I would watch any movie in 4K, but I chose it so that down the near future, I would not have to upgrade or buy another new device. Or maybe I would do a little bit of upgrading, but I won't have to get a new device. I won't have to spend more money again. The other reason why I chose the Apple TV is because of the good reviews and how reliable it is. There's good support from Apple, and most of all, I can link up all my other Apple products like the iPhone, MacBook, and iPod to it wirelessly. So the first app for me to download and subscribe was Disney Plus, of course, because that's the reason why I bought the device. Now, I have a 7-day free trial if I don't like it, but so far, I'm liking it. The first show I watched was Mandalorian. It's a Star Wars series, and the production is second to none. If you're a Star Wars fan, this is the only reason you would need to subscribe to Disney Plus. It stars Pedro Pascal as the main character, but he does not take his helmet off in the first episode. He was in Game of Thrones, by the way. At first, I thought the main character was a lady because of the way the Mandalorian walked, but I knew it wasn't, as it just isn't. Although it's Star Wars, I felt like I was watching a spaghetti western. There were drinking in bars, bar fights, gunslinging, gambling, looting, and of course, bounty hunting, which is what Mandalorian is all about. The good thing about this series, and like all new series that's being released right now on Disney Plus, is that not all the episodes are released at one time. I say it's a good thing because you will not be tempted to binge watch. And although episodes 2 and 3 have been released, I'm taking my time to watch this series because it is so good. So why don't I binge watch these episodes? Well, let's put it this way. Let's say the best chef in the world places the best award-winning tiramisu in front of you. You won't want to gobble it all down in one go, right? You would savor it, admire it, take your time, and you might even take a picture of it and post it on Facebook. So watching Mandalorian is like that to me. I'm taking my time, and I'm savoring it, and I have a good feeling about the many Star Wars series or movies that will be released on Disney Plus in the future.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
You probably know by now that National Geographic belongs to Disney. Now, Disney would not buy any company out if their standards are not high. And so if Disney comes knocking at your door to buy your company out and offers you billions and billions of dollars, it means that your company must be doing something right, has high standards, and you have something that they want. I like watching documentaries, especially on animal behavior, the planet's discoveries, and so on. I wonder why Disney hasn't bought over Discovery Channel. Because they, too, produce some spectacular stuff as well. But you know what? Competition is good. Now, imagine if there was only one media company in the world. There will be no competition and people will get complacent. On the Nat Geo channel, which is on Disney Plus, you can get to watch the nature programs as well as other docu-series. One great series, and it's only half an hour or less long, is a series titled The World According to Jeff Goldblum. This tall and lanky lad is one of my favorite actors. He's smart, witty, and very funny. His facial expressions are hilarious too, and that could be seen in the first episode of this series about sneakers. In this episode, one of the things he does is pay a visit to Adidas and how they take making shoes very seriously. There is a computer in Adidas that recognizes your facial expressions by wearing a pair of spectacles. So if you don't like the shoes, it would send back signals to the computer about your feelings based on your facial expression. Every expression is recorded, whether you're happy or sad, or surprised, or disappointed. So Jeff Goldblum uses this to test his acting skills. Watch the series and you'd be able to find out what an amazing actor he is. And I like the way he hosts the show, because unlike other hosts by which you can tell that they either memorize their lines or they are reading from a teleprompter, when Jeff Goldblum hosts the show, it feels like he's talking with you personally and he's hilarious. I've never come across a funnier docuseries before. So it's not only entertaining, it's educational. I'm yet to watch the second episode about ice cream, but like Mandalorian, I'm taking my time and savoring this one as well.
Money FM 89.3, Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
Now, if action movies are what you like, then you can watch all the Marvel movies on the Disney Plus channel as well, except for Spider-Man, as Sony still holds the rights to that. But you can watch the animated series of Spider-Man. I know Spider-Man fans are sighing as I speak, but hey, the rest in the Marvel Universe are there at your thumbtip. I say thumbtip and not fingertip, as we normally use our thumbs to control the remote, yes? You'd even get to watch Marvel cartoons from the past as well. If you have preteens and teenagers, then Disney Plus has some series that are catered to that age group as well. Disney Jonas and Girl Meets World are just some of the series that might interest them. And I know teenage girls are going to scream right now if I tell you that there will be a reboot series of Lizzie McGuire, starring the ever-smiling Hilary Duff. Yes, she is back. You know, I have a colleague, Brenda, who's always smiling. Now, I wonder if there's the Mickey Mouse Club on Disney Plus. You know, to be honest, I haven't done a search on that yet. It'd be nice to see the old Mouseketeers like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, Justin Timberlake, and Ryan Gosling, you know, when they first started. Ah, those retro teen years. You know, it's funny saying those words teen and retro together. It's like having chocolate sauce on Kylan.
Money FM 89.3.
If you missed the Disney movies that were released in theaters like National Treasure or A Wrinkle in Time, which stars Oprah Winfrey as one of the three giant ladies, then movies like those are available for screening as well. Plus, you'll also get to watch some of the retro movies like the original Mary Poppins and get to sing along to A Spoonful of Sugar Makes the Medicine Go Down. Remember that? Now, you probably know by now that I love all the Pixar movies. Well, I am overexcited to say that mostly, nearly all the Pixar movies are on Disney Plus as well. Now, Walt Disney started off as an animator. Steamboat Willie was one of his first. And if you'd like to watch all the Disney cartoons when it was released back then, it's there for you. Then there's Out of the Vault Animation. You see, Disney kept most of its classics in a vault, and some of these movies were not released on DVD or Blu-ray. So you can get to watch these movies on Disney Plus as well. I'm looking forward to watching The Sword in the Stone, Robin Hood, and Pinocchio, just to bring back those times when my parents took me to the theaters to watch them. Remember the animated movie Lady and the Tramp? It was released way before I was born, in 1955. Well, there's a live-action version of this movie which was just released, and it's available only on Disney Plus. This live-action version of this movie is dedicated to the storyboard artist Chris Riccardi, who died in May earlier this year at the age of 54 from a heart attack. He's one of those unsung heroes. He was not only a storyboard artist, but a character designer, musician, producer, and writer. The entertainment industry will miss him for sure. The Lady and the Tramp is released just in time for the Christmas holiday season. With all these family-friendly movies to watch on Disney Plus, the question is it worth getting it? Oh, I forgot to mention, Disney has bought over 20th Century Fox, so that means you'd be able to watch series made by 20th Century Fox, like The Simpsons. So is it worth getting Disney Plus? I would say definitely. My colleague Cassandra did, because she's got young children. I'm Colin Gomez, and this has been Movie Magic on Money FM 89.3. And here's a disclaimer. Although I've said only positive things about Disney Plus, I just want to let you know that Disney is not paying me to say any of those things that I just said. Neither is Apple TV. So this is not an ad. It's just my opinion, and you may or may not agree with me. In the meantime, I hope you would enjoy watching all the fantastic old as well as the new shows on Disney Plus as much as I am enjoying them. If you don't have it yet, wish upon a star. And to get you in that Disney mood, here's a medley of Disney songs performed by an a cappella group. They call themselves Voctave, and this is the Princess Medley. See if you can guess which are the Disney movies that the songs belong to in this medley.
Why is my reflection so? With all the colors of the wind.